as wild and woolly as some of my experiences have been in the practice, I was wondering if there's a place for wilderness along the path. What is crazy wisdom? Well, I mean, it depends. Because there's certainly the... and sometimes there's another term that I'm hesitant to kind of endorse, because oftentimes it's used in a way of how can I justify my own defilements and quirks. But that being said, I think in any Buddhist tradition, any spiritual tradition, there's always a place for things that don't quite fit in the box, so to speak. And I think of one of Ajahn Chah's teachers, and he was definitely outside the box, very unpredictable, and he would do quite unexpected things, and some people thought he was crazy. Ajahn Chah, he had nothing but praise for him. On the night he passed away, he actually told people, his name was Ajahn Tonglet. It'd be a great project for... there was a group of students of Ajahn Chah who compiled a bit of a biography and stories of teaching stories and examples from his life. It was published in Thai, and it's never been translated into English. It'd be a great project. But there was one of the lay people who was a regular at Wat Nana Chan. He was actually present at Ajahn Tonglet's passing away. And he said that Ajahn Tonglet had told people, "Well, come on such and such a night, there's something special is going to happen." and he was quite old, and he was kind of sick, and so people came, and he's talked to them, gave teachings, and he was sitting up, and then he was sort of, and then he said, "Well, I'm kind of tired, I better lie down." He continued to, he was lying down, continued teaching, and he was sort of talking away, explaining Dhamma and telling stories of Dhamma. And then at some point, after many hours of him teaching, he said, "I'm kind of tired now. I think that's about it. I'll take my leave." And then he died. That was it. So he never did anything quite in the box.